Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
If you're driving around the area, you probably see those little signs on the side of the road. And I'm not talking the one that say fresh sweet corn. I'm talking about the ones that say Rotary International. A lot of communities have Rotary International and say Rotary meets here at such and such a day, such and such a time. Our guest this morning is going to talk about that. He should know better than anyone else. He's been involved with the White Oak and McKeesport Rotary. He is currently serving as district governor in a district that encompasses most of Western Pennsylvania, including, he was telling me, the national president of Rotary. So he's got to be on his toes right now. Dan Dougherty is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jason. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you for taking some time to talk with me. I have to admit that I grew up with all these different fraternal and service organizations, the Lions, the Rotary, the JCs, the Kiwanis, and I have a feeling that people don't know what those groups do anymore. Tell us what Rotary is.
A lot of folks, whenever they think about Rotary, they think about just business people meeting for lunch, which was what Rotary started as. But Rotary is also, their biggest thing is being a service organization. We're actually the first civil service organization. Rotary was started back in 1905, and it's grown. You still get a good bit of folks that do it for the networking, but now it's gone far beyond that. It's really big in the community service, both locally, internationally. Like you said, I'm serving as the district governor. My district encompasses most of southwestern Pennsylvania. We have 77 Rotary clubs within our district. We go out as far as the Washington, Waynesburg area, Belle Vernon. We go to Johnstown, Ebensburg, Portage, Point Marion, Somerset, and all areas in between there. We have a variety of clubs. Some clubs are breakfast. Lunch is still the most popular. A number of clubs are dinner. My own club is a dinner club. We seem to gravitate towards that a pretty good bit. So it's a very big variety. We have around 1,850 Rotary members across all the clubs.
Oh, wow. So, and it's not a fraternal organization like the Eagles, the Elks, the Moose Lodge, stuff like that. It is a service organization, although there is obviously a fun aspect involved too, or else you probably wouldn't get involved if it wasn't also fun.
Absolutely. It's more of a membership. It's just anybody that wants to join, anybody that wants to make a difference in their community internationally. My club and a number of clubs in our district do a really good job of mixing. We do a lot of local community projects. We have a number of clubs that do a lot of international projects as well. We have, I believe, around 6 or 7 clubs last year that did some form of a project overseas through what we have. Rotary has global grants. So it's at least a $30,000 grant goes all the way up to $100,000. And there's a little bit of a buy-in on this end, a little bit of buy-in on the other end. We work with clubs. We had a club 2 years ago that did a neonatal facility in Nigeria. Various different things like that. We've had ones with prosthetic arms. We had clubs that did cleft pilot surgeries, anything like that. And a lot of local ones. We have clubs that do projects in local parks, backpack projects with the schools. We had a club out in the Murraysville export area that partnered with a local elementary school that did a trout in the classroom. The start of the year, they did a project where they grew them in the classroom, then released them in the stream at the end of the year.
We're talking this morning with Dan Dougherty. He is district governor for Rotary International. His district includes much of southwestern Pennsylvania. Dan, how do people get more information about Rotary? Is there a website? What's the best way?
We have our own local website, okay, which is Rotary. Our local website is RotaryDistrict7305.org. And Rotary International's website is Rotary rotary.org. And the number I gave you, all of our districts are assigned a district number. So ours is obviously 7305. And to give a little bit of the thought, how folks ask, if folks ask, like, really, what is a district governor? Like, what am I? What do I do? You know, as with all Rotary clubs, and same thing, I know Kiwanis Line do the same thing. You have local officers in your club, president, secretary, treasurer, and all those clubs are encompassed in a district. And they serve in the district, and then it goes on up the ladder from there into a zone and Rotary International. But that's the best way you could see on RotaryDistrict7305.org. Just everything we have going on. We show a lot of stuff that clubs are doing, projects, fundraisers, various little activities on there. There's a couple things we have on there now.
And you've got some events coming up too, including a golf outing in a couple of weeks that I want to get to. And we're going to get to that later on in the half hour, some of the things that you'll be interfacing with the public. Does Rotary, before we get to that though, and I also want to ask you how you got involved, but does Rotary have a pet charity or cause that we've had the Lions Club on, for instance, and their cause has been people with vision impairment and blindness, helping the unsighted with sight. Does Rotary have a similar thing where they have a certain area that they focus on for the service work?
Rotary, well, yes, that's a two-parted question. Rotary has seven areas of focus,
okay. And
they go from child maternal health, peace and conflict, the environment, and a number of others. But the number one cause, like you had mentioned, the Lions have the big cause with blindness. The number one initiative Rotary has is the eradication of polio. That's something we had been doing since 1988. Rotary is one of the biggest drivers of that cause. And we've been such a big drive over the years that we've attracted some of the big people for that, most notably the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. One of the big parts of that fight, they're so invested in our fight for polio that they'll match us 2 to 1 for every dollar we raise to fight polio, which we raise money for the things like vaccinations. We have people that do various immunization day trips. So every dollar we raise for the polio fund, called the Polio Plus Fund, to fight polio, we get $2 from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, up to $50 million. So if we raise $50 million, then we get another 100 off of that.
We're talking with Dan Dougherty, District Governor for Western Pennsylvania of Rotary International. Their website, RotaryDistrict7305.org. But if you're listening to this outside of the Western Pennsylvania area, you can just go to Rotary.org and get more information. All right, Dan, how did you come to get involved with Rotary? Was your dad a Rotarian, uncle, family member, or someone just invited you to a meeting?
Someone invited me to a meeting. Actually, it was a customer in my business that had been a longtime Rotarian. That just popped in and talked to my wife, Autumn, and I, that just said, you guys, would either you ever be interested in a meeting? So I actually went out. Originally, I was looking at it from the aspect of a lot of folks do from the business networking, what could do. And it's just, I went to a couple of meetings. I just walked into a meeting one night and just started chatting with folks. And that was back in 2015, and I've been involved ever since.
That's a pretty quick rise from becoming a new member in 2015 to district governor. So I don't know if congratulations are in order. That must be a little bit intimidating to have the other Rotary clubs of the area have that kind of confidence in you.
Yes, it was. I'm the type of person, whenever I jumped in with both feet. I get involved in everything we did. I joined in 2015, and a series of months later, they talked to me about would I be interested in being president of the Rotary Club, which I had no idea what that meant. But I just, at that point on, I followed everything that we did. And I was president of the White Oak Club for the 2017-2018 year. We run on the fiscal year from July 1 to June 30th. So I served as president during that year. And then in the 19 and 20 year, I served as what's called an assistant governor, assistant governors work with a number of clubs, anywhere from 2 to 5 clubs within their area. And one point from there, I just decided, you know what, I think I'd like to take that next step. I'd already joined a various amount of committees throughout the district, so I thought I had a pretty good feel. And back in 2021, I decided to put my hat in the ring and 3 years of training and learning later, here I am.
Let's pause right there. Our guest this morning is Dan Dougherty. He is the district governor of Rotary and Western Pennsylvania. RotaryDistrict7305.org is their website if you'd like more information and you're in the Western Pennsylvania area. Dan's email is actually up there as well, along with the other members on his district team. If you're outside the Western Pennsylvania area, you're listening to the program, it's rotary.org for more information. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the projects that you and your club have been involved with in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
We're talking this morning with Dan Dougherty. He's the district governor of Rotary International in the Western Pennsylvania area, District 7305. RotaryDistrict7305.org is the website. Dan, Rotary is an organization that reaches back to the beginning of the 20th century, doesn't it? 1905?
It was started in 1905 by a gentleman named Paul Harris and three other local businessmen. And Rotary was started as a business network and organization. And that's where they got the name Rotary, is it rotated between the four gentlemen's office.
Okay.
And that's where they came up with the name. They were just rotating the meeting venue, which
sure,
you don't see as much of that now. And then a couple years later, they did their first community service project, which made us a community service organization. It was, I believe it was an outdoor toilet facility in downtown Chicago, and it just grew from there.
And now, I saw somewhere within 20 years, they had Rotary clubs in 16 different countries or something like that. It grew very quickly.
Yes, very, very quickly. Right after Chicago, it was right around San Francisco. And then it just started spreading like wildfire, just chartering new clubs. And after a couple of years, it started out at one point as an association of Rotary clubs. Then it just became Rotary International to provide the proper upper support for everything to run. And now we're in over 200 countries.
You mentioned that before we took the break, you mentioned that one of your customers at your business invited you to get involved. So you just dropped in at a meeting. Dropping in at one meeting is one thing, but what made you go back over and over again, and what made you get so involved? What did you like so much about it?
Part of what I like so much about it is I've always had a community service aspect to my life. I've always been involved in a number of local organizations, so that already struck a chord with me, and it was a great group of people. When I jumped in, they were already in the middle of doing a couple of different small projects, so I just jumped in and helped, and just it was just a great group to work with and just very welcoming. And I just ended up walking into a meeting for the heck of it 9 years ago, and here I am.
What are some of the projects that you, Dan Dougherty is district governor of Rotary International in Western Pennsylvania, Rotary District 7305. But what were some of the projects that your local club has worked on over the last 10 years or so that you've been involved?
One of the biggest things that my club has done is we have a lot of people that are very mechanically inclined. We've done a number of veterans ramps. We've had a lot of local older veterans that are either walker, wheelchair bound, and then it's just something that started long before I joined. I've been a part of probably six or seven different ramp build projects. We get a lot of local volunteers. We'll get folks that will help supply the wood. And we've built a number of ramps. One I remember, we actually got connected through a member out towards the dairy area. We had a young man that was around 16, 17 years old that had spina bifida, and he was confined to a wheelchair. We went out, we built a ramp that went up to the back window of his house, and then we cut the window out of his house and put a door in to where the kid can now go right into his dining room, out the back door, and wheel right down the ramp right outside. Before then, he had sat down on his steps and slid down one by one down the steps so we can get outside. And that was every day when he went to school. So we've done a number of various projects like that. We've done some international projects with schools in Costa Rica helping with their classroom situation. the one project we did help them with a sound system. There's another one we helped with the gymnasium. We're currently in the middle of working with a global project with the Rotary Club in Honduras to provide clean water. In that area, the clean water is mainly up more towards the mountain. And it's providing clean water to come all the way down into the villagers, because right now a lot of the villagers in that area end up bucketing water from the local streams, and this brings it down to right in the middle of each village.
About how many people are in your home Rotary Club there in White Oak?
My home club has 27 people right now.
And is that fairly typical for most Rotary Clubs in Western Pennsylvania in a district like yours? Or do they range in size?
It very much ranges in size. We have clubs as small as around 9 or 10. Our largest club has around, last I checked, was about 103. We have a couple right around 40. And 50 members. So it varies by the areas. Some areas have more than one club, depending on the meeting time.
How long has your White Oak Rotary Club been in existence?
Since 2010.
Since 2010. And what are some of the...
We're only 14.
You mentioned that U.S. president of Rotary governor. Is it governor? President?
President. President of Rotary International.
She's based out of Cannonsburg, and I guess attends, I think you said, the Peters Township or McMurray Rotary Club?
McMurray. Her name's Stephanie Erchick. She lives in Cannonsburg.
Okay.
She's a member of the McMurray Club, which is a breakfast club out in the McMurray area.
And what are some of the other towns around Western Pennsylvania that have Rotary Clubs?
Some of the clubs that we have Monroeville, Murraysville, Craft and Ingram, Carnegie Collier, Moon Township, and like I said earlier, we go out to Conemaugh Township, Evansburg, Johnstown, Uniontown, Mount Pleasant, Greensburg, Ligonier, Latrobe.
So pretty much anybody within the sound, within the sound of my voice on our different radio stations probably is within a short distance from their local Rotary Club.
Oh, absolutely. I would be surprised if there's anybody that's more than a 10-15 minute drive away from a Rotary Club to join.
And they can go to rotarydistrict7305.org to get more information.
Yep, and it'll show where all their local clubs are. And if they wanted to get more information, yes.
And Rotary, and you've already alluded to this, but it is both sexes. It's men and women are able to join Rotary. I know back in the olden days, some organizations were restricted to only women or only men, but Rotary is fully integrated.
Yep. It has been since at least the 80s, since around 87, 88. It was whenever it was formal. Before then, it was a little bit more of like the support groups, mm-hmm. the women's auxiliaries within the clubs. But yes,
and you don't have
like
to,
you said before,
you don't have to be a business owner. You own a business along with your wife, and it originally was business owners, but you don't have to own a business to join the Rotary.
Not at all. Anybody that wants to make a difference. We have some, like you said, a lot of folks are business. Some folks are retired. Some folks, they don't own business. They just have just the regular 9-to-5 job. Whoever wants to make a difference, we could find a place for you and a way you could help. Just look up, fit you with whatever your passion is.
Age requirement, if be 18 and older? Or
to be in Rotary, yes. But Rotary has a number of auxiliary organizations along that line. We have the most popular other one when you get into youth is what's called Interact. And Interact clubs could be either – it's basically Rotary for younger kids. Interact covers either middle school or high school, and there's a number of school districts in the area have a middle school Interact and a high school Interact. And there's another program that's not completely official, but there's so many of them around the world, which is called Early Act, which I have a couple folks that I'm very fortunate in my district that is a big passion. This is for elementary age kids. So, and a lot of those, they're simple projects. They do penny wars, shoes for Nicaragua, little planter boxes outside the school, little stuff to just kind of get that little bit of a spark of doing good for others. And the hope is at some day that we have a ton of early act clubs, Interact clubs, so the kid joins an Interact or an early act. He moves up to Interact in the middle school, moves up to Interact in the high school. And then there's Rotaract, which is, again, very similar to the same thing, but primarily focused on college age students. And that's the hope, that we get them involved in early ACT, and in the next 13 years, all of a sudden they've gone through everything and they've moved right up, and now they're a member of Rotary.
From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, and we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Back to the final few minutes with Dan Dougherty. He is the district governor of Rotary International in Western Pennsylvania. Check out the website at rotary.org for more information. Dan, you've got a golf outing coming up pretty soon. Tell us about that. In fact, it's just a couple of days from now if people are listening to this on Sunday.
Yep, our annual golf outing. We always have an annual golf outing at the beginning of the year. That's going to be on July 30th this year. And for a number of years, it's kind of been like an unofficial kickoff to the year, meet the new district governor. And one of my predecessors about 3 years ago decided, let's make this a fundraiser. Because at the time, she was a very big, passionate person about youth programming. So that was something that she started, and it's been continued ever since. So it's a fundraiser for our youth programming. Some of our youth areas, I explained Interact and Rotaract already, and Early ACT. We also have a program called Rotary Youth Exchange, which is foreign exchange students. We have two students that are going to be inbound this year, two going out. We have to send one out for everyone that we have come in, and vice versa. We've had years that have gone up as much as five or six. So it helps cover the cost of those students when they're here. And we have another program called RILA, which is Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And what that is, it's basically leadership building for younger students. We do two different ones. We have an outdoor program, and we have one that's more in a college setting. So all the support we get from that golf outing goes to help expand the programs and support and expand the programs for our youth around our district.
And if people want to get involved in this golf outing, are they still available? There's still tickets available for that, or is that sold out now?
We have to turn in the count on Tuesday the 23rd, so okay. I can still take a couple more golfers. Okay. It's like you said, it's on July 30th at Edgewood Country Club.
Okay.
It's only $165, and we even have sponsorship opportunities. Tee signs for as cheap as $100 and a variety of other ones.
So Rotary,
various prices going in there.
Rotary District 7305.org for more information. In the final few minutes, I want to ask you about some of your international travel. I know you've done some travel with Rotary International. I know some of the local Rotarians have. What are some overseas projects that you and some other local Rotarians have worked on?
Some of the overseas projects, I mentioned a couple of the ones before that we had done. As far as projects, I had mentioned the one with the Costa Rica. Yeah. We have various other ones.
I guess a better question is what was the experience like? How did you find the traveling overseas to work on these projects? Does Rotary, the international, handle all the travel? Do you have to set the travel up yourself? How does it go?
A lot of setting it up ourselves. If you go overseas for a project, most of the time you either your club might help, maybe you might do a fundraiser to do it. I've gone overseas for projects. I've gone overseas for various events. Some of them are training events to get where I am at now. And some of them have been a little bit of training, a little bit of learning, a little bit of socialization. Back in this past May, I actually went to Rotary does an international convention that floats from different locations all around the world. And this past year, the convention was in Singapore. So actually we went for 8 days. I went over to Singapore. This is the first time I'd ever gone to an international convention, and it was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. It's a beautiful country, but just the way the event is set up, too. You get a lot of learning everything about Rotary. You get ideas for other projects, ideas to help your club, help your district. I've made tons of connections. I'm actually in contact with someone from Haiti for a project that a local club might be working on this year. So you make those connections, and the friends I've met along the journey that I've gone, I've met so many friends that I talk to and text and email every single day that I've learned, that I've connected with as part of the journey of being a district governor, that we text all the time in group chats and what our clubs and our districts are doing.
And you alluded to this, but if you're doing a project in Haiti or Costa Rica or wherever, I'm assuming there's a local Rotary club there that you can reach out to, and they can help kind of pave the way and give you advice. And do they actually come in and pitch in on the project you're working on?
Yes. That was what I mentioned before, yeah, was what's called a global grant. Rotary mm-hmm. has a foundation arm to it that folks all around the world with Rotary give to, and then it comes back to us in the form of projects. Local projects, we do what's called district grants. My club has done one. We did one last year down at the waterfront area in McKeesport. We beautified the bike trail area up there. We did some painting on the signs, the pergolas. We installed a bunch of park benches. And clubs that do that, they get half of what they spent back. So if the project cost you $5,000, you spend the $5,000, you get $2,500 back, and a lot of it we'll fundraise for it. But we also have the global grants, like you had mentioned, to where if you set a project as be at least $30,000, and then you and the club on the other end is responsible for a certain portion of that. Rest of that comes from the giving people do into that foundation. And you partner with a club on the other end, obviously, because we can't always go over there. So for the Honduras project I mentioned, we're partnered with a local club. So any of the logistics on that end, any kind of surveying, any particulars we need to know, they do. And lining up, if it has to be something with a contractor, that sort, they line that up. But we do a lot of logistics on the paperwork on this end. And on the Rotary.org site, when you log in as a member, there's places on there for the Rotary Club. You can just go and say, we want to do an international project. And there's a feature on there called Rotary Showcase that clubs will put on there. We're doing this project. We need somebody on the other end to help us.
What's the time commitment? Because I'm sure some people are listening to this and maybe they're interested in joining the Rotary Club and they're saying, oh, gee, you know, I've got kids, I've got a job, I've got whatever that I'm trying to manage. How do I juggle the commitment to the Rotary Club? Is there have to be a big time commitment to join the local Rotary Club?
Not at all. It's the matter of any local club, anybody listening and want to join, the club will make it work for you. It's not uncommon to have somebody that does, like you said, have 1, 2, 3, 4 kids that are dealing with baseball, soccer, mm-hmm. football, and as little or as much as you're able to help. Some folks, maybe they're only able to help as much as the fundraising. They don't have the time. That's fine. Some folks, they don't have the means to contribute a lot of the money, but they're the hardest workers. So any club would make it fit for you on what you want to do as far as matching it with your passion, but also work around your schedule, because your job, your family, that's what comes first. But we're appreciative of any help that anybody can give to be a part of it.
Dan Dougherty is District Governor of Rotary District 7305. You can find their website at rotarydistrict7305.org. They serve most of southwestern Pennsylvania, from Johnstown all the way over to the state line, correct? You go all the way to the West Virginia-Pennsylvania line, do you, or no?
Right down towards it. We're down in the Point Marion,
yeah,
Portage area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we go right up to it till the next district is in West Virginia.
So probably anybody in the sound of my voice is probably in Dan's district, including the president of Rotary in the United States. So he's got to watch his toes. If you are outside the sound of my voice or you're listening outside of Western Pennsylvania, go to rotary.org and find your local Rotary Club. Dan, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us and explain all the great things that Rotary is doing.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a great experience, and I'm glad to just tell everybody what we do. We need more members, we need more help, and make more of a difference.
And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes. So long for now.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media, Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media, Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at tubecitytiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online. We'll